This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. It's an absolutely gorgeous Sunday out there. Welcome to Atlanta Living. Thanks for spending a couple of hours with us. Normally, I'm on Saturdays 1 to 3, but because of UGA playing yesterday, I'm on Sundays today 1 to 3, and I'll be with you all the way until 3 o'clock taking your calls. I have great guests lined up for you. This hour we have Dr. Woodhams from the Woodhams Eye Clinic, and he's here to talk about the new things coming down the pipeline to make your vision the best that can possibly be. And Dr. Woodhams is world renowned and has technologies that other doctors in the area and in the state and the country don't have access to and are not trained to do so. So if your doctor has told you that you're maybe not a candidate for this particular procedure, I urge you to try Dr. Woodhams, because he has been trained and is an expert in a lot more of these procedures than most doctors in the surrounding areas. And I know you're trying to be humble, Dr. Woodhams, but the truth is the truth. So thank you for spending your Sunday with us.
I'm glad to be here.
So I see that I read on your website that the FDA has recently approved a new ICL device for astigmatism and severe nearsightedness. So what does that mean for patients of the Woodhams Eye Clinic?
Well, the ICL stands for the intraocular collamer lens, but it's known as intraocular contact
okay.
lens. Because it is it looks very similar to a soft contact lens, but it's something that is put into the eye without having to otherwise remove anything like in a cataract operation. And it will treat nearsightedness mm-hmm. and has been available for about 10 years to treat even those degrees of nearsightedness that are beyond what LASIK can safely treat. And we've been waiting for a number of years for the toric version, that is the astigmatism version, to come along.
Now, astigmatism means what?
Astigmatism means that there isn't one single focus. For example, if you are looking straight ahead, you might be more nearsighted for vertical things than you are for horizontal things.
Okay. Wow. So you're really doing two things at once with the eye.
Yeah, there's a range of focus. For example, if you look at your prescription from your optometrist, it might say -3, -2 diopters at some angle. So that means that your prescription ranges in diopters between a -3 and -5 diopters, depending on the angle.
So this new FDA-approved device can really make a great difference to those patients.
Yeah, it's something that can be used safely in patients that where LASIK might not be safe because you're dealing with such a high degree of correction. LASIK, as you know, removes some of the cornea to reshape mm-hmm. the cornea, but there's a direct relationship between how nearsighted you are and how much cornea has to be removed, so there are limits to that.
You know, you mentioned the word LASIK. I'm just curious, how many patients walk into your clinic and say, Dr. Woodhams, I want LASIK eye surgery? Because LASIK is just almost a common word like Kleenex. They think of all eye surgery as LASIK eye surgery.
Yeah, it's kind of gotten to
one size fits all.
Right, like the word Kleenex or cellophane or something like that. It covers a lot of things, but it's not really. LASIK is a very specific type of laser treatment to the cornea. And now there are so many other things that in some cases LASIK is an excellent procedure, mm-hmm. still is, but a lot of things that LASIK couldn't do, other things can do.
Was that primarily what you started out doing? Was that the first surgery that was being performed
Not
on the
eye? Quite. The first was something called radial keratotomy, or RK, and mm-hmm. that came out from a Russian doctor, actually, back in the late 70s, early 80s. Radial keratotomy was for nearsightedness, and it worked decently well. I still see patients every day that had it years ago, but it was pretty limited and not nearly as exact as the LASIK that came along to replace it.
And like I said, you are on the forefront of all the new FDA-approved devices and trained on these. Going back to the new FDA-approved ICL device for astigmatism and nearsightedness, who listening right now is the best candidate for that?
Well, if you know your prescription, and a lot of people don't, they think that they're prescription is 20/20 or 20/40 or 20/400, right. And that's your vision. That's not your prescription. But if you know your prescription, it's written down usually in minus, sometimes plus numbers mm-hmm. with a decimal point in it. So a minus 2.00 prescription would be 2 diopters of nearsightedness, which would be a fairly moderate prescription. We see people every day who are minus 8, minus 10. So the higher the number, the worse you are as a candidate for LASIK, and the ICL, whether the toric or the spherical version, can be a much better solution for those people.
Okay, so that is great news for them. If they're listening, they should contact the Woodham's Eye Clinic.
Right, one of our doctors.
One of their doctors to get the more information on that. So I recently read another article about an outbreak, this weird outbreak in the UK, something called
acanthamoeba. It's
yes,
one of those
it's a
big, long
it's a big
Latin
word.
Things.
It's, so. It even sounds nasty.
It does.
So tell me about it. It's on the eye, and it's of users with contact lenses. And I know we have a lot of listeners wearing contact lenses.
Right. Well, contact lenses are fantastic things, of course, because for nearsighted people, they give you much more natural vision than glasses do with the distortion that glasses mm-hmm. do. And in the early days of contacts, they were hard. They were made of glass, actually, and then later plastic, a hard plastic. And to get them was kind of a big deal. You had to go see an eye doctor. It was very important that you had a lot of follow-up with the eye doctors. But then as the technology got better with contacts, as the soft ones came along, the disposable ones, I think people started to get kind of a more loosey-goosey,
yeah.
you know, attitude towards taking care of them. And people would do some pretty terrible things, like something that we called the lick and stick. They would lick the contact and put it on
their
eye.
I've seen people do that so many times.
Well, it's a great way to introduce all kinds of pathogens into your eye that you do not want to be there. So the acanthamoeba is a particularly nasty one. It's not a bacteria. It's more related to a fungus, that kind of a thing, protozoa. But it is very, very hard to treat. And if people are not taking good care of their soft contacts, wearing them continuously, some people will wear them for a month at a time, they're greatly increasing the chance of developing this kind of an infection, which is just barely treatable and usually ends up requiring a cornea transplant, which is a big deal.
That's a huge deal. So the outbreak is in the UK. Is this something that we need to be looking at in Atlanta? Have we seen an outbreak in Atlanta yet?
Fortunately, there hasn't been any outbreaks. And, you know, we have some excellent cornea resources here, too, in terms of treating that should it happen. But it's just, you know, another argument for proper control and proper respect for your eyes and for contact lenses. You can't think of contact lenses like a t-shirt or a pair of pants. It's not like that.
Folks, if you have a question for Dr. Woodhams, I would love for you to jump on the lines and talk to him. That's 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. This is a free consultation to you with Dr. Woodhams right here on Atlanta Living. 404-872-0750. If something's going on with your eyes that you have a question, maybe to see if you're a candidate for something. Of course, he can't totally tell unless he gives you a full examination, but we will answer that question the best that we possibly can do. Now, how can we, does having LASIK eliminate the risk of getting this big word?
Acanthamoeba keratitis.
Yes.
It is a big word, isn't it? I don't know that it eliminates it, but virtually eliminates it. In the early days, one of the criticisms of LASIK was that it was a dangerous surgical procedure and that we had safe contact lenses. And the sort of odd thing is that it's really kind of reversed now, that with, you know, proper patient selection, LASIK is definitely a safer procedure than long-term contact lens use, even without the kind of abuse that has caused this acanth amoeba attack.
Okay, and how long have you seen this around? How long has it been going on in the UK?
Oh, I don't know. I don't practice in the UK.
We're glad you're here in Atlanta.
No, I've only read about it, as you have.
Okay, that's great. It's 16 minutes after 1 o'clock. We're taking your calls, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And we have lots of questions we want to get to, some amazing technology that's out there. Let's see if we can help someone really fast, and that is Gil. Gil, you're in Atlanta. Welcome to Atlanta Living. How are you?
I'm good. And I've heard of Dr. Woodham, and I did want to get my cataracts done, but I'm on Medicare. Does that help, or is he strictly private?
I'm not sure what you're asking. Do you accept Medicare?
I think is what he's asking.
Well, we do. Of course, we accept Medicare. I think most all doctors do. But I think you're talking perhaps about cataract surgery. This is not cataract surgery. This is a refractive procedure, generally for younger people, if I understand your question.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for your call. It is 17 minutes after 1 o'clock, 82 degrees, gorgeous outside. I hope you're enjoying it as much as we are. We're going to take a break, speaking with Dr. Trevor Woodhams on Atlanta Living. We'll take more of your calls right after this.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Check back often for breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather and traffic red alerts all weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. My guest in the studio is Dr. Trevor Woodhams of the Woodhams Eye Clinic, and we're talking about the latest and greatest procedures that are out there to help serve your needs. And I've had two procedures with Dr. Woodhams, and I am tickle pink. I had LASIK. Gosh. Let's turn on your mic, just the red button right there. LASIK, I don't even know how long ago.
I think we did LASIK for your nearsightedness 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
15.
And then I started getting real tired of the reading glasses.
Right. You became presbyopic, which is a totally different problem. That's that, you know, middle-aged a reading vision problem.
Yeah.
And LASIK does not treat that.
It does not treat that. And right. I started having the minimal cataracts.
Exactly, because presbyopia in many ways is the earliest sign of cataracts, although it's usually decades later before it, you know, becomes bad enough to be called a cataract. But it's the hardening of the interior lens that keeps us from being able to see up close.
So I will never have cataracts again.
Correct. Yeah, Prelex will eliminate that.
And I will never have readers again.
As long as your eye stays healthy and you've got, you know, you don't get some problem like glaucoma or macular degeneration, which you certainly have no signs of.
No.
You should not need glasses for the rest of your
life. I mean, how could I not be tickle pink? And I talked Neil Bortz into it, and he is, I mean, he's skipping around. He loves it,
If I could make him happy, I could make anybody
happy.
You know
what? Right? Yes. Amen. Let's go to the phone lines, Dr.
Okay.
Woodhams, and speak with Rashid. Rashid, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Good. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes. How can we help you?
My question for doctor is about I had what we called inside the eye, that gel start to detach from the retina.
The vitreous. You had floating. Vitreous floaters, vitreous detachment?
Yes.
And
I went to see a doctor, and he told me they have to have surgery that costs $4,500. And I don't have the money now, but one of the doctors told me it can go away with the time.
Now, have you had surgery for something in your eyes before in the past?
Yes, in 1985.
Did you have cataract surgery?
I don't remember. I went to Emory to ask them for the record. And I am still waiting for it.
So you're asking, I see. So you're asking about vitreous floaters or that kind of cloud that can, you know, wash across your vision and all that.
Yes, from the right eye.
Yeah, the eyeball is not empty. It's not like an empty ball. It's filled with a gel that is pretty solid when you're a baby and when you're a toddler, and it gives strength to the eye. But when you grow up and you get stronger and your bones get thicker, the eyeball's wall doesn't really need the help anymore. So that gel starts to fall apart and it becomes kind of liquidy and sort of like a muscadine grape as it matures. And some of that proteiny junk will float around in there. And I think that's what you're describing. And it will peel loose from the back of the retina. It can be very annoying, but it's rarely important or serious by itself. Now, it can be a sign of a retina problem, a tear, but that's very, very rare.
Okay, that's a good news there, Rashid. You're listening to Atlanta Living. We'll be back with Dr. Trevor Woodhams and your calls, 404-872-0750, right after this.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We have this hour with us Dr. Trevor Woodhams of the Woodhams Eye Clinic. And we're talking about the different surgeries that you can have that suit your personal needs that you have for your eyes. And that's what's best about the Woodhams Eye Clinic, is he tailor makes the surgery for you, for your particular eyes. And it's always a pleasure to have you in the studio, Dr.
Well, thank
Woodhams.
You. It's good to be here.
Now, we want to go back to the phone lines, and we only have one segment left, but that's 404-872-0750. But our next question affects a lot of people, so I want to go to them. That is Homer. Homer, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing good. About yourself?
I'm great, thank you. Well, how can we help you?
Yeah, my question is, I wear glasses for near and farsightedness, and I also have chronic dry eye. I know there's nothing you can do about the chronic dry eye, but I was wondering, is there any procedure that can get me out of my glasses?
Okay, well, Homer, so do you wear glasses both for distance things and near things? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And if you take them off, you can't see anything. Is that...
Well, I can see, it's just blurry.
Right, and you probably didn't wear any glasses at all before you were, what, 40, mid-40s?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, you are what's called a hyperope. Big word. There are actually two types of farsightedness. There's the age-related type called presbyopia, but that only affects things up close. And then there is a much less common type called hyperopia, which it sounds like you have, and that affects things later on in life at a distance. And it's caused by your eyeball being a little bit smaller than it really should be. And you were able to compensate for it for most of your life when you had a very flexible lens. You're right to be concerned about the dry eye situation because, as you have probably been told, the most common side effect of LASIK is dry eye. And so you don't really want to worsen that. Furthermore, LASIK can treat distance vision problems, but it can't treat presbyopia directly. So you'd probably be looking at a procedure like Prelex if you're a good candidate, where the lens of your eye would actually be removed and replaced with a lens that can see both simultaneously distance and near. And that would not create or worsen a dry eye problem, too.
Oh, that sounds great.
Good. I hope that answers that.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you taking my time.
Good to talk to you, Homer.
All right, Homer, just call the Woodhams Eye Clinic, and they can set you up for a consultation.
Sure will.
All right. Thank you for your call, sir. And it's 38 minutes after the hour. Dr. Woodhams, why are younger and younger patients having Prelex? I'm talking people in their 40s and 50s.
Well, Prelex is presbyopic lens exchange. That's what it stands for. Mm-hmm. And it is actually just an evolution of cataract surgery, believe it or not, because in the very early days of cataract surgery, if you had this rock-hard thing taken out, you'd have to wear like Coke bottle glasses. You may remember your grandparents or that.
Sure.
And when lens implants came along in the late, mid-80s, they were able to replace that lens, and you didn't have to wear glasses that were so thick. But as the technology has gotten better and better, and as the surgery has gotten safer, we're able nowadays to take that lens out even before it's developed into a full-fledged cataract, because the technology of the new lenses can give you that distance vision that you want, just like we were talking about with Homer, and the up-close vision. And for a lot of people, that's a more desirable thing even than dealing with cataracts.
It makes sense to me. Let's go back to the phone lines and speak with Russell. Russell, you're on WSB. How are you?
Doing well.
Hey, Russell.
So I had a LASIK surgery done probably 15 years ago in another state up in Kentucky. At the time, they called the surgery monovision, similar to what you spoke with Homer about. So one eye was set for distance and the other was for near sight. And it was a LASIK surgery, so it reshaped the cornea. Well, that's a long time ago. I know technology has changed a lot, and I don't know if it's a one-shot deal or if it can get tuned up, because now I'm north of 40. I'm 48 years old, and I need reading glasses. I don't like it.
Well, that's exactly what happened.
Is this something?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened with Belinda.
Yes.
Belinda had monovision with LASIK for treating nearsightedness, and it was about 15, 18 years ago. After a while, though, the monovision, which is a trick, it's not a cure for presbyopia.
Right.
You know, one eye is distance and one eye is near. But eventually, as your lens gets even harder, as you get older, it's not enough. And so it worked well as long as it could work.
Right. I loved it in the moment. They put me in contact lenses to see if I could handle it. I absolutely fell in love with it. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome the first 10 years.
Right. And that was...
I'm challenged.
Yeah. You know, we see it, patients like you're describing every day. Oftentimes, people I did LASIK on 10, 15, even 20 years ago. The monovision worked as long as your lens didn't start to harden and discolor. And as it catches up with you, it's no longer enough. It's still there. It's just not enough. So that's a time to consider something like Prelex. Mm-hmm. Now, not everybody who's had LASIK or RK before that is a good candidate, but it's different from monovision because it's designed to give you as close to 20/20 vision at distance in both your eyes, either one, as well as the near vision. Monovision, as you know, is one eye is better at distance and one eye is better at near.
Russell, I love it.
Oh, I know. So is this something that can be handled through insurance as well? Because I have an excellent insurance package with my large company I work for. If it can run through insurance, that would be a blessing. If not, I'll do it anyway.
Well, Prelex by itself without a cataract is not covered by insurance, same as LASIK. If you have a certain degree of cataract, it often becomes a... discount, if you will, and the insurance ends up paying for a good part of it. But you would have to be seen to know that for sure.
Okay, and I just come to you and get checked for possible cataract, but definitely to see if I am a candidate for
Prelex.
Okay.
Right, either from me or one of my colleagues at the clinic.
Okay, and I don't know if you mentioned price ranges on the radio or not, but is there a reasonable price range for the Prelex?
Prelex varies. It's typically about, for everything now, $5,000 per eye. So that would include the lens implant, the surgery, the operating room, because it is done in an operating room, and post-operative care for about a year.
That's door-to-door.
Okay.
Door-to-door.
Okay, perfect. And as I remember, my LASIK was like 15 seconds an eye, incredibly fast. Is it fairly quick as well, or is it actually taking the cornea out and putting a lens in?
Well, it's taking your old lens out, not the cornea, and putting a new one in. It only takes about 15 minutes, but it's not as instantaneous as LASIK. You do have several weeks of improvement in your vision.
Okay.
But it gets better and better every day.
Okay, got it. So my LASIK, when they did it, they went from one eye immediately to the other because it was so painful that if you had stopped, you would not want the second eye done. But is it painful like that, or is it
No.
I'll buck up to it if it happens.
Well,
okay, good.
We don't hear that.
I like no pain.
No, and I'm a baby.
Okay. That's fine. Belinda, I trust you 100%. We'll do it.
Okay. All right, Russell.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, sweetie. Thanks for the call. Okay. Let's go. We'll see if you can help this one. Sandy is calling from Atlanta. Sandy, you're on WSB. How are you?
I'm fine, and happy fall to you.
Thank you. Yes, that's right. Happy fall.
Hi, Sandy. First day of fall, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And I'm wearing sleeveless.
And thank you, doctor, for taking my question.
A pleasure.
I'm 73. I don't have cataracts, but for the last three or four months, I have this fine, stretchy goo that is coming from my eyes. To the point that, you know, I wake up and it's crusty, but I can put a tissue in the corners of my eyes and it comes out like a long string.
Well,
and I have tried hot compresses. I talked to another clinic and they told me hot compresses, and I think I tried every over-the-counter eye medicine. And I'm really not getting rid of it.
Well, what
someone
you're
told me that you can have worms in your eyes.
Well,
let's just see
what Dr. Woodham says.
Well, you know, as people get older in general, the eyelids become less flexible, more flabby. They are more prone to chronic low-grade infections, and in women in particular. You tend to be plagued by increasing dryness in your eyes. So without seeing you or examining you, it would seem that you probably have some sort of low-grade chronic blepharitis, we call it, probably related to dry eye. The mucus that you're talking about that you're pulling away is an attempt by your eye to create some kind of lubrication since you probably don't have enough tears. But there are medicines, now they are prescription medicines, that can solve those problems. You've probably heard of Restasis.
Yes.
There's another one called Xiidra, X-I-I-D-R-A. You should probably see Dr. Moria.
Do you recommend one from the other?
Well, I think you need to be evaluated. It's not so simple as just saying, oh, you have dry eye, here, take this.
Doctor that I talked to at the other clinic, coming clinic, she said I didn't have dry eye and to try these over the counter. I don't know whether that's true or not.
Well, I don't know either. I think that it would be good maybe to see Dr. Moria is at our clinic, and she specializes in dry eye, and she tends to take her evaluation of these things to a maybe deeper level than perhaps you've encountered so far, because there are a lot of things that can be done.
Okay, Sandy, so tomorrow call Dr. Woodham's Eye Clinic and get
an appointment. Ask for Dr. Moria.
Okay, Dr. Woodham's, thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
It's great.
It's always a pleasure. We've got to do this more often.
Okay.
Okay, I hate to pull you off of your sous-ving of your meat, and I know you're a big cook.
Oh, we have to do the cooking things.
We've got to do another cooking show together. Absolutely. All right. Excuse me. Is there a website that you'd like to give people?
Woodhamseye.com.
Woodhamseye.com. Okay, that sounds great. Folks, if you want more information, go to Woodhamseye.com or call the Woodham's Eye Clinic tomorrow to get more information. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Check back often for breaking news, Kirk Mellis weather, and traffic red alerts all weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Welcome back to Atlanta Living. Normally, I have David on for Breaking Chews, but we have another food-related charity event that's going on to benefit Meals on Wheels.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's important we talk about, gorging at all these incredible restaurants we have in Atlanta. But, you know, Meals on Wheels Atlanta was founded in 1965. I mean, this is something that really makes a huge impact.
Sure.
on the community. So I just wanted to maybe put a little spotlight on some of their fall events. And if you're looking for a way to get involved and really, you know, make an impact, Meals on Wheels Atlanta is absolutely a fantastic thing. I'm going tomorrow. They've got their 18th annual golf tournament, which is at the Capital City Brookhaven Golf Course, which is magnificent. There are a couple slots available. So if you can play hooky tomorrow, go to BelindaSkelton.com. I have I put something up there with a link. You could probably scramble, and no pun intended, and then get into that golf tournament. There's a couple other things that I also have up there at the link just to know about. And also next Thursday, Meals on Wheels is having their third annual power luncheon, and that follows the golf tournament. This is just another way that you can contribute, get a table. You can go as an individual. And then their big event is going to be A Meal to Remember. That's Friday, November the 2nd, and they're going to get chefs Art Smith from Southern Art. They're going to get Ian Winslet from Mission and Market, which is fantastic, and Bucket. A few other chefs are going to get together and cook an incredible meal Friday, November 2nd at 7 o'clock. All this stuff benefits MealsOnWheelsAtlanta.com. Absolutely great organization. If you want to contribute, go to BelindaSkelton.com. I've got information about all these things. If you can play hooky tomorrow, come find me at Capital City Brookhaven for the Meals on Wheels annual golf tournament. But just another really shining, you know, thing that our incredible city does to help all sorts of people.
Good. So go to BelindaSkelton.com to sign up and get more information on that. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.